Jim, your quarterlies look very good. How are things going at the library?
Oh, I told you, couldn't close it, so.
So you've come to the master for guidance? Is this what you're saying, Grasshopper?
Actually, you called me in here, but yeah.
All right, well, let me show you how it's done. Yes, I'd like to speak to your office manager, please. Yes, hello, this is Michael Scott. I am the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin Paper Products. Just wanted to talk to you, manager on manager. All right, done deal. Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. My mistake. That was a woman I was talking to. So, she had a very low voice. Probably a smoker, so. So that's the way it's done. I've been at Dunder Mifflin for 12 years, the last four as regional manager. If you wanna come through here, see, we have the entire floor. So this is my kingdom, far as the eye can see. Ah, this is our receptionist, Pam. Pam! Pam, Pam! Pam Beasley. Pam has been with us for forever. Right, Pam?
Well, I don't know.
If you think she's cute now, you should have seen her a couple of years ago.
What?
Any messages?
Yeah, just a fax.
Oh. Pam, this is from corporate. How many times have I told you that there's a special filing cabinet for things from corporate?
You haven't told me.
It's called the waste paper basket. Look at that. Oh, look at that face. People say I am the best boss. They go, God, we've never worked in a place like this before. You're hilarious. And you get the best out of us. I think that pretty much sums it up. I found it at Spencer Gifts.
Gifts for you.
My job is to speak to clients on the phone about quantities and type of copier paper. You know, whether we can supply it to them, whether they can pay for it, and I'm boring myself just talking about this.
Wada!
I still love that after 7 years.
Wada!
Wada!
What's up?
What's up?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. See you later.
All right. Take care.
Back to work.
Just before lunch, that would be great.
Corporate really doesn't interfere with me at all. Jan Levinson Gould.
Jan, hello.
Yeah.
I call her Hillary Rodham Clinton. Right, not to her face, because, well, not because I'm scared of her. Because I'm not. But, yeah.
All right, was there anything you wanted to add to the agenda?
Me no get an agenda.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get any agenda.
Well, I faxed one over to you this morning.
Really? Because I didn't... Did we get a fax this morning?
Yeah, the one...
Why isn't it in my hand? Because a company runs on efficiency of communication, right? So what's the problem, Pam? Why didn't I get it?
You put it in the garbage can that was a special filing cabinet.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke that was actually my brother's, and it was it was supposed to be with bills, and it doesn't work great with faxes.
Do you want to look at mine?
Yeah, I would, thank you.
Okay, so since the last meeting, Alan and the board have decided that we can't justify a Scranton branch and a Stanford branch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, Michael, don't panic.
No, this is good. This is good.
Michael,
this is fine.
Listen, okay,
excellent.
Don't panic.
All the alarm bells are kind of going.
We haven't made any decisions yet. I've spoken to Josh in Stanford.
Okay.
I've told him the same as you, and it's up to either you or him to convince me that your branch could incorporate the other.
Okay, no problem.
This does, however, mean that there's going to be downsizing.
Me no want to hear that, Jan. Because downsizing is a bitch. It is a real bitch. And I wouldn't wish that on Josh's men. I certainly wouldn't wish it on my men. Or women, present company excluded. Sorry. Is Josh concerned about downsizing himself? Not downsizing himself, but is he concerned about downsizing?
Well.
Question, how long do we have to act? Oh, Todd Packer, terrific rep. Do you mind if I take it? Pac-Man.
Hey, big queen.
Oh, that's not appropriate.
Hey, is old Godzilla coming in today?
I don't know what you mean.
Look, I've been meaning to ask her one question. Does the carpet match the drapes?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's horrifying. Horrible. Horrible person.
So do you think we could keep a lid on this for now? I don't want to worry people unnecessarily.
No, absolutely. Under this regime, it will not leave this office just like that.
So what does downsizing actually mean?
Well,
you guys got to update your resumes just like I'm doing.
I bet it's going to be me. Probably going to be me.
Yeah, it'll be you.
I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Oh, are you going to Angela's cat party on Sunday?
Yes, stop. That is ridiculous.
Am I going to tell them? No, I'm not going to tell them. I don't see the point of that. As a doctor, you would not tell a patient if they had cancer.
Hey,
Sharon.
Hey.
This is Mr. Scott.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Ryan, Howard from the temp agency.
Uh-huh.
Daniqua sent me down to start today.
Howard, like Mo Howard, Three Stooges.
Yep.
Watch this. This is Mo. Knock, right here. Three Stooges.
Yeah.
High five. Oh, Pam. It's a guy thing, Pam. I'm sort of a student of comedy.
Watch this.
Here we go. I'm Hitler. Adolf Hitler.
I don't think it would be the worst thing if they let me go. Because then I might... I don't think it's many little girls' dream to be a receptionist. I like to do illustrations. Mostly watercolor, a few oil pencil. Jim thinks they're good. Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam.
Sure. Mr. Davis, let me call you right back. Yeah, something just came up. 2 minutes. Thank you very much. Dwight, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Just clearing my desk. I can't concentrate.
It's not on your desk.
It's overlapping. It's all spilling over the edge. One word, two syllables. Demarcation. You can't do that.
Why not?
Safety violation. I could fall and pierce an organ.
We'll see. See, this is why the whole downsizing thing just doesn't bother me.
Downsizing? Downsizing? Yeah, I have no problem with that. I have been recommending downsizing since I first got here. I even brought it up in my interview. I say, bring it on.
You just still have these messages from yesterday.
Relax, everything's under control. Oh, that's important. Right, oh, this is so important, I should run to answer it. Shut up.
What?
Come on! $6 million man! Steve Austin! Actually, that would be a good salary for me, don't you think? $6 million? Memo to Jan. I deserve a raise.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
I'm sorry?
It's nothing.
If you're unhappy with your compensation, maybe you should take it up with HR. Okay? Not today, okay? Pam, just be professional. I think I'm a role model here. I think I garner people's respect.
Attention all Dunder Mifflin employees, please. We have a meeting in the conference room ASAP.
People I respect, heroes of mine, would be Bob Hope, Abraham Lincoln, definitely, Bono, and probably God would be the fourth one. And I just think all those people really helped the world in so many ways that it's really beyond words. It's really incalculable. Now, I know there are some rumors out there, and I just kind of want to set the record straight.
I'm assistant regional manager. I should know first.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah, okay. Can you just tell me, please? Just tell me
well,
quietly.
I'm about to tell
you. Whisper
everybody.
It in my ear.
I'm just about
please.
To tell everyone.
Can't you okay. just tell us?
Please, okay? Do you want me to tell him?
You don't know what it is.
So can you tell him, with my permission?
I don't need permission.
Your permission granted. Go ahead.
Corporate has deemed it appropriate to enforce an ultimatum upon me. And Jan is thinking about downsizing either the Stanford branch or this branch.
I heard they might be closing this branch down. That's just a rumor going around. This is my first day, I don't really know.
Yeah, but Michael, what if they downsize here?
Not gonna happen.
It could be out of your hands, Michael.
It won't be out of my hands, Stanley, okay? I promise you that.
Oh, can you promise that?
On his mother's grave.
Well,
what?
No. Well, yeah, it is a promise. And frankly, I'm a little bit insulted that you have to keep asking about it.
It's just that we need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Hold on a second. I think Pam wanted to say something. Pam, you had a look that you wanted to ask a question just then.
I was in the meeting with Jan, and she did say that it could be this branch that gets the axe.
Are you sure about that?
Well,
Pam, maybe you should stick to the ongoing confidentiality agreement of meetings.
Pam, information is power.
So
you can't say for sure whether it's gonna be us or them, can you?
No, Stanley. No, you did not see me in there with her. I said, if corporate wants to come in here and interfere, then they're gonna have to go through me, right? You know, you can go mess with Josh's people, but I'm the head of this family, and you ain't gonna be messing with my children.
If I left, what would I do with all this useless information in my head, you know? Tonnage price of manila folders? Pam's favorite flavor of yogurt, which is mixed berry.
Jim said mixed berries? Oh, wow. Yeah, he's on to me.
Whoa, watch out for this guy. Dwight Schrute in the building. This is Ryan, the new temp.
What's up?
Nice to meet you. Introduce yourself, be polite.
Dwight Schrute, assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager. So, Dwight, tell him about the kung fu and the car and everything.
Yeah, I got a 78-280Z. I bought it for $1,200, fixed it up, it's now worth $3,000.
That is his profit.
Yeah, new engine, suspension, I got a respray, I got some photos.
Damn it! Okay, hold on. Judge is in session. What is the problem here?
You put my stuff in Jell-O again. That's real professional. Thanks. This is the third time, and it wasn't funny the first two times either, Jim.
It's okay here, but people sometimes take advantage because it's so relaxed. I'm a volunteer sheriff's deputy on the weekends, and you cannot screw around there. It's sort of one of the rules.
What is that?
It's my staple.
No, 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 no! Do not take it out. You have to eat it out of there because there are starving people in the world, and which I hate, and it is a waste of that kind of
food. You know what? You can be a witness. Can you reprimand him, please?
How do you know it was me?
It's always you. Are you going to discipline him or not?
Ooh, discipline. Kinky. All right. Here's the deal, you guys. The thing about a practical joke is that you have to know when to start as well as when to stop.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Jim, now is the time to stop putting Dwight's personal effects into Jell-O.
Okay. Dwight, I'm sorry, because I've always been your biggest fan.
Oh, nice. That's the way it is around here. It just kind of goes around and around.
You should have put him in custody.
Oh, hey, yes, new guy. And he scores.
Okay, that's great. I guess what I'm most concerned with is damage to company property. That's all.
Pudding. Pudding. I'm trying to think of another dessert to do.
Do you like going out at the end of the week for a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we're all going out, so that we can have an end of the week drink.
So when are we going out?
I don't know. Tonight, hopefully.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's going on? Hi, baby.
Hey. Roy's my fiance. We've been engaged about 3 years. And we were supposed to get married in September, but I think we're gonna get married in the spring. Do you mind if I go out for a drink with these guys?
No, come on. Let's get out of here. Go home.
Okay. I'm gonna be a few minutes, so it's only 20 past five. I still have to do my faxes. So.
You know what? You should come with us. Because we're all going out, and it could be a good chance for you to see what people are like outside of the office. You know, I think it could be fun.
No, it sounds good.
Man. Oh no,
totally. Seriously, we gotta get going.
Yeah. What's in the bag?
Let's tell her to talk to her later.
No, definitely. All right, dude. Awesome. Will do.
I think I'll be invited to the wedding.
So, have you felt the vibe yet? We work hard, we play hard. Sometimes we play hard when we should be working hard, right? I guess the atmosphere that I've created here is that I'm a friend first and a boss second. Probably an entertainer third. Just a second. Right?
Oh, hey, do you like the Jamie Kennedy experiment?
Yeah.
And punked and all that kind of stuff?
Okay. You are gonna be my accomplice.
Just go along with it, okay?
All right.
Just follow my lead. Don't pimp me, all right?
Come in! So, corporate just said that I don't want to... Oh, thank you, sure. Pam. Pam, can you come in here for a sec? Just have a seat. I was gonna call you in anyway. You know Ryan? As you know, there's going to be downsizing. And you have made my life so much easier in that I am going to have to let you go first.
What? Why?
Why? Well, theft and stealing.
Stealing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to have stolen?
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes?
Yeah, God.
What are those worth, like 50 cents?
50 cents, yeah. You steal 1,000 post-it notes at 50 cents a piece, and, you know, you've made a profit margin. You know, go run us out of business, Pam.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
I can't believe this. I mean, I've never even stolen as much as a paperclip, and now you're firing me.
But the best thing about it is that, we're not going to have to give you any severance pay. Because that is gross misconduct and
Now just clean out your desk. I'm sorry.
Human X, punk! Surprise! It's a joke! We were joking around! See? Okay, he was in on it. He was my accomplice. And there was just kind of a morale booster thing. And we were showing the new guy around, kind of giving him the feel of the place. So, we totally got you.
You're a jerk!
I don't know about that.
What is the most important thing for a company? Is it the cash flow? Is it the inventory? Nuh-uh. It's the people. The people. My proudest moment here was not when I increased profits by 17% or when I cut expenses without losing a single employee. No, 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 no. It was a young Guatemalan guy. First job in the country, barely spoke English. Came to me and said, Mr. Scott, would you be the godfather of my child? Wow. Didn't work out in the end. We had to let him go. He sucked.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I thought you were going out for a drink with...
No. How's your headache?
It's better.
Good.
Thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Are you,
Am I walking out?
Are you... Yes.
Yes. Do you want to...
Yeah.
Great. Let me just... Oh, Roy.
Yeah. Listen, have a nice weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You too. Enjoy it.
Come here.